WHCL broadcasts on 88.7 FM from Clinton, New York at Hamilton College. Beautiful Hamilton College. Let me say that clearly. And WHCL.org streaming on the internet. And thank you for streaming tonight. Now, I have a few more minutes. I'm going to do something else that I just thought I would do, since it doesn't really fit into the show, although thematically it does. But with regard to the time frame of this recording and its style, it doesn't. Yet, in a way, it also does. And I'll explain all this convoluted stuff in a moment. But I was thinking, you know, we lost Michael Jackson yesterday. We lost a lot of other people, too, by the way, who probably ought to be remembered. But and people are going into their accolades and panegyrics and encomia and various other effusions of admiration for Michael Jackson. But I never got over Louis Armstrong. I never did. I still am not over Louis Armstrong being gone from this planet, and I just can't. Michael Jackson was a very talented young man until he got a little older and got a little stranger, perhaps. I won't judge him, but I can't feel the same way about him as I feel the way about other as I feel about other people. But Louis Armstrong was truly remarkable in so many ways, and I found a new way in which he was remarkable toward the end of his life, toward the end of his trajectory. And I just had never imagined that he made a recording such as I'm about to play. And I'm not playing it as an anti-war thing, although you can interpret it as such, and that's fine too. And that's, I mean, I agree with it, but to an extent also, actually a great extent, so let's not get into politics, but also peace, you know, treating other people decently. So that's my theme, basically, consideration and behaving nicely toward other people, treating them with consideration and respect, and respecting their privacy and their willingness to be let alone, as I would encourage, because that's when encouraging is you would leave them alone in their own domicile. They should leave you alone too, and so you're not impacting each other with needless irritation. But giving peace a chance. I just had never imagined that Louis Armstrong would record this or had made this recording yet. And eyes were filling with tears when I played this last night. I'd found it looking for other material for the show. And it doesn't really fit into the show. And indeed, giving peace a chance on a world basis is perhaps too idealistic. And I don't expect there ever to be real peace because people will always want to climb to the top of the dunghill and exert their sovereignty over those that they have subdued. But I also believe that it's a lovely theory. And it doesn't hurt to hear this once in a while. Whoever sings it, not the song, but the sentiment. But again, I find it remarkable that Louis Armstrong recorded a song by John Lennon toward the end of his life. Louis's life, and John was going to hang out another 10 years. But here's Louis with his friends.